Welcome back, folks. Let's do this thing. It's a jam-packed show, and we are flying out of the gates. So we got to get to this. We've got Belly Matt LaBelle across the way. We've got Matty Potts here, and of course, we've got Hot Mess Kim, who is along with us for the ride. Just so you guys know, Hot Mess was one of the original co-hosts of Looch Dog in the Morning, back with Two Trees, and Braxton Blue was on the show.
Whoa. You're forgetting about two original hosts before.
Okay, but those are way back. Like, Samson and Reed, those guys were the original co-hosts.
Hot Mess was on the show back when you were doing it live on UR City Radio.
That's where you came in.
Coach.
That's when you came in. You were our number one.
He came in as the senior football correspondent.
That's true. He was. That's so funny. I forget all that stuff. So basically, it started out with me and Kim's brother, along with my mess of a friend who's also a bartender and just the funniest storyteller. Samson, we love you, man. Just shout out to him. But then Belly was like our number one fan, and he used to do what Jack does a lot, which is call in from Soapbox Sports and give us some football analysis. Kim was like I think you came up with the name Social Media Lounge, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, she is the creator, the founder of the Social Media Lounge. So all of you in there right now, please give her a round of applause for creating your space.
The Kim Reed Social Media Lounge, dedicated.
But we've got a bone to pick with her. Potts, we've got a bone to pick with her and you.
With me?
Yeah. I go out to marinate, and I watch somebody order a Hot Mess wrap, and first of all, it tickles me because I know that that's named after her, but where is my Looch Dog hot dog sliders? Where is the...
Belly Bowl.
Ooh.
Oh, by the way, the Belly Bowl has all the meats in it.
Yeah, he already made it for you. Listen to what the Belly Bowl is.
It just has all the meats in it. Every single meat's in it.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah. But it has to be expensive, like $12 to $15.
Yeah, it's got
to
be more than
the hot mess. Hell yeah.
Yep. But they're getting all the meat.
Why does it have to be more than the hot
mess? Because his belly is bigger. It's for the bigger belly.
But it's max protein at marinate.
Yeah.
So
I dig it.
It's all about the gains, folks.
Throw some veggie crack in there.
Oh, yeah. You got to have it all. Basically, it's the Belly Bowl is like the hurricane of food at marinate. Like, it's all in one intake.
If you do a Belly Bowl and no Looch Dog hot dog, I swear to God, I'm coming down there.
It's not gonna be a
hot dog. And I'm slapping you across the face with my Looch Dog.
But if he does a Looch Dog, he can't spell it L-U-C-C because nobody would pronounce it right.
No. That's okay. They can figure it out. That's fine.
Can I get the Luck Dog?
Yeah.
Can I get the LaCoog? Can you just call it the LaCoog?
The LaCoog.
30 seconds on Adrian Peterson to the Redskins, because you are, Kim, the biggest Adrian Peterson fan on the planet. But Potts hates sports, so let's keep it short. But how do you feel about this? He's our number one running back right now. Are you pumped?
I'm happy about it.
We should be. We're all excited.
Yeah, it should work out fine until, you know.
I mean, I think he's probably going to get hurt in 4 to 6 weeks.
I was going
to
say, how long until he's got an ACL?
Yeah.
I know.
Did he play all of last season or any of last season? He did.
He was on the Saints.
He was on the Saints, and then he got traded to the Cardinals, but he was like a second string on both those teams.
Remember how the Saints, he was like getting in fights with Sean Payton, the head coach, on the sidelines, like, use me. Look what happens to Potts when we start talking. He's just gone. we go sports.
All right, don't worry. I've got TP
coming
for you.
I'm excited about it.
All right, tell the people about the TP. What is up, Belly?
So
people are gross.
The other day.
He's got one for me, and I'm coming at him with a retort.
That's fine.
So.
The other day. And I hate to call him out for this. Looch asked me for a roll of toilet paper. This is the toilet paper I give him, okay? This is the toilet
paper
I give him.
That's a full roll.
That's a full roll.
Same roll he gave
me. Same roll. 9 hours after I gave him this roll.
He got home from work.
I got home from work. This is what I got back. 9 hours.
Hold them up together.
So this roll.
One day
of usage.
Put them on top of each other the way you had it.
You got poopy problems.
I don't think so.
No, I think he's got jerk-off problems.
No. It had nothing to do with that. In fact,
I asked him how many times.
Yeah.
10? 15? 30?
Zero doing that all day.
That's a lot of toilet paper used.
I need... That looks terrible.
That looks terrible. Look at that.
That's the comparison.
Now, let me just say...
Look at all the TP you used.
Well, I mean, I think the question
is... That's a solid
inch
worth of toilet paper.
So the question
is... Maybe we
go
around the room, what is our butt wiping technique? It all kind of starts there, I think, really. Like, you know, how many squares do you... Like, I like to...
How many times do you wipe, Potts?
Okay,
I have my four fingers, and I wrap them around. I probably use, like...
Eight sheets?
6 to 8 sheets. A
belly,
wipe.
Belly. Then, can you pull out like four, how many sheets you think is an average that you should be using? Oh, right around. Take it to you. So
guys,
have you
ever seen a Charmin commercial ever? Like literally, the bear is telling you to use less.
I can't use that much. That's not enough.
Four
I don't.
Sheets.
That's not enough.
Four sheets.
That's
not enough
for a poop.
That's not enough for a dewdrop, dude. I don't want... Right. Here's what I wanted to bring to the people, because first of all...
There's a lot of... Look at that. An extra fold. That's like 6 layers of it right there.
Right,
this is the good stuff. This is the quality, quilted northern quality.
So what I wanted to just defend myself with is, first of all, I don't just do once a day. That is 4 dewdrops that you're looking at on that roll. Okay, so I am weird
you
like that.
You poop 4 times a day?
I did that day, yeah.
What?
Are you a fucking gorilla?
Jesus Christ, Lucio.
Hey, hold up. I also use the bathroom for number 2 more than once
more
a day.
More than once. I do drop on average, on natural day, I'm doing it. I drink a cup of coffee.
I'm doing it in the morning and I'm doing it in the night.
No. The first sip of coffee that touches my tongue, I have to go to the bathroom. Then I come out. I finish the cup, and usually by the second cup of coffee, I'm back in for round 2. That's a normal day for me. However, I was hungover. It was one of those days where I was just kind of hungover, and I'd eaten a lot the other night. So I actually had 4 dewdrops. Beer shits. I was just having, this is gross, but I was having the dewdrops 4 different times in one day. And Belly says, I don't care. You still shouldn't have even used half of that. And this is what I wanted to pose to the people. Who's cleaner? Because I think I am.
How many times do you wipe?
Hold on. Before you go there, I'm putting you on blast.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hold on.
I'll tell you what I do.
This is what he does, and I don't think this is sanitary.
I actually reversed it to you the other day. So I wet wipe, dry wipe.
One wet wipe, one dry wipe, he's out. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Thank you.
And you do the wet wipe first?
Disgusting.
No. All right, relax. Relax, right. Luch. Hold on. So you do, let's get into this. You do the wet wipe before the dry wipe.
No, well, so depends on the poo.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, if it's a wet poo, I'm going to dry wipe.
Can we not stay here too long?
No, it does depend on the type of poo, though. If you've got like a loosey-goosey
beer shits.
Hershey's.
Yeah,
Hershey's?
That's going to get all over your cheeks and you guys got some ass hair down there.
Which
you got to get rid
I
of all that.
Which is why I want a big clump of toilet paper. I don't want just three
but
squares.
But if you've got a nice little ghost poo that just bloop, bloop, and just drips out your butt and right down the toilet hole.
You might only need a wet wipe.
You only need
only need like one wet wipe.
No, you never only need a wet one. Here is the appropriate way to wipe your butt. I would say you take about 6 to 8 sheets, you wrap it around your forefingers, and then you get all up in there. And you do it until there is no brown on
the
paper.
Thank you.
You wipe
and
until it's white.
What you do is you take like your pointer finger and you put like, you kind of wrap paper around there. And then you put your pointer finger like just the
shut
tip.
Shut up. You don't put your finger.
He fingers himself every time he wipes his ass. He does.
Oh my God.
No, he really does. Do you stand or sit?
You get up in there. Huh?
Do you stand or sit when you're wiping?
What the fuck are you talking about? I stand. What do you mean?
Because he sits, you know
I
this.
I sit like a normal person, you crazy ass.
You wipe your butt sitting down? What is wrong with you?
That's what it's
I fucking... guarantee I'm not alone in the social media lounge. Who fucking
I tell you what, I'm
up?
Not. You know, I There's can tell you one thing I've never
They're
done while wiping my butt.
Stick
my finger up there.
I've never stuck my finger up my own butt.
Nope. And I think Potts just said there are people who sit down to wipe. They're called females.
Yeah. Oh, were you muting me? Awesome.
I wasn't. That's you were
great.
Just talking about
right. Social Media Lounge wants to know how you stand to wipe.
Yeah. Can you please show us how
your
that works?
Cheeks get pressed together.
He's
going to
show us
up.
His ass. Oh,
like,
no.
How do you do this?
You know he's going to show us
don't,
his
don't
ass.
Don't do Luna. Stop.
Yes. There we go.
Well.
Yes.
All up in there.
Get up
no.
in there. Wait, show us how you stick your finger up there.
Get him off the screen.
Take him off.
You're off the screen. Now we're just looking at your stupid butt crack. God. Social
well,
media.
I'll tell you what, it's clean.
It is clean. Social Media
Damn
Lounge.
Straight it is.
That one's on you. That one's on the Social Media Lounge. You called for it. You got it. Yep.
So then once we're not done wiping my butt yet. So once you do the finger test and you're good, then you get one wet one and you do a final lap. So and that's really more, quite frankly, just to get it nice and clean and so it doesn't smell.
So who is the cleaner person? Who's got the cleaner butthole here between me and Belly? The guy who uses a shit ton of toilet paper but no wet wipes, or the guy who goes one wet wipe, one dry wipe, I'm out?
I mean, that's a good question. I'm going to have to say Belly just because of the wet wipe. I mean,
I'm going to say that I think Belly is cleaner because since we're on the topic of conversation, when I think of the two of you shitting, I just imagine that Belly's is a lot more healthier than Lucio's.
Why is mine not? Because there's four of them? Because
you take two before you even get on the show.
Yeah. And then as soon as we're done, I'm right back.
I just imagine that Belly has healthier shits than Lucio does. Probably.
Well, if I have a nice, like, clean one, it just flows right out.
Okay.
I don't need much toilet paper.
If you're looking big picture, like, when you eventually live with a girl, you're literally going to have to get a place with two bathrooms if you're shitting that much. I mean, you think about it. Seriously, that is a major fucking problem.
Why?
Like, if you're taking that. Dude, me and Raven my one thing is, like, if we're going to get a two-bedroom, and it can't be a two-in-one, it has to be a two-in-two, we literally have our own bathrooms. And I don't crap as much as you do.
That's a good question, though, because
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I could never have a bathroom with her.
Because you're nervous of her smelling it?
Yeah, I just want to be able to sit and relax.
You're about to get pooed on by a baby.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're up for, dude. The baby poos that you're about to deal with. But that's fine.
That's the baby, not me.
No, that's fair.
I'm having sex with this girl.
Why do guys' poops stink more than girls' poops?
Okay.
Probably because of diet, is my opinion.
Could be diet. It's also, I don't... I
eat like shit.
Smells like fairies. Now, what I would say is that I wanted to take this to a really interesting topic of discussion here, because I came across a genius move on the drive back from a wedding. I did a wedding 4 hours away on Saturday. I think Belly's going to like this one. So I did a wedding that was 4 hours away. Now, guys, they had me staying in the lodge with the bride's family. So there was cabin lodging on site. There's no cell phone service. It's 4 hours up into the mountains away from my house. So I got a hotel room. They gave me a room in one of the lodges. There's five lodges, and I'm in the lodge with the bride's family. There's like 12 people, and as I get there, they all say, "Oh, boy, I hope you like to party, because we were up until 3 o'clock in the morning." What's going on in the social media lounge? What do you have, Belly?
I'm just lean and clean is the...
lean and clean.
Lean and clean is the go-to hashtag right now.
Hashtag lean and clean.
For the toilet.
So, what I end up getting is they give me a corner room. There's like probably upstairs, there's probably six rooms upstairs and six rooms downstairs, and there's one shared bathroom on each floor.
Oh boy.
What?
For all the rooms. So there's a room, there's a bathroom upstairs and there's a bathroom downstairs, but it's a shared
bathroom.
Hell
fucking no. Hell fucking no.
Now let me just paint this, Potts, because I don't think you're gonna like it. Okay, this is like,
I was going to say, like, that's really weird that they have the DJ staying with the family, but now that you have to share a bathroom with, what did you say, four other bedrooms, three other bedrooms?
Oh, at least six.
Five
or six on each floor.
And there's probably two or three people in each room.
So what I'm saying to them is,
there's 30 people in this house.
Right.
Yeah. Two shitters.
Yeah, and then two bathrooms, for sure. And I said to the bride, I said, you know, that's awesome. You know,
there's going
to
be a clog.
Either get me, if it's 4 hours away, my travel fee is either a hotel or like $100 just so I can get a hotel. And she's like, if I can have you stay on site in one of the, the lodges, is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, because I personally love those weddings. That means I get to drink with the party afterwards. I get to be a guest afterwards. I get to hang out. Those are fun. Those are really fun for me.
You have to say, so now you have to say yes, as long as I have my own bathroom. Like,
no, I didn't know. Potts, I didn't know. I didn't know any better.
Right.
And then all
who
this,
would know?
Who would know that? So I get into this, guys, this lodge, and they have me in this corner room where the roof is slanted, because you could tell, like, it's the ceiling is the roof, and it is sharing a wall with the upstairs shared bathroom.
Oh, no.
Sharing a wall. And there are signs next to every single toilet on the premises. Our septic tank is weak. Please don't put a lot of toilet paper down here. Hold the flusher for 5 full seconds until everything goes down.
Uh-oh. Oh, my fucking God.
You're talking about single ply everywhere, because that's all the septic tank can handle.
So you couldn't even use a
sandpaper.
So this is basically turning into everybody's main nightmare.
So, I mean, what are you thinking as you're putting two and two together and you're like, wait a second, there's 30 people here, there's two bathrooms. Like, I mean, I am starting to get anxiety, like I immediately and sweating and like freaking out.
I'm fucked is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, if you shit four times a day.
First sip of coffee, it's going to be a long morning.
Well, that's the issue.
Everyone's on. Most people are hitting that first sip of coffee at the same time.
All the same time, and they have a morning brunch plan.
Right. So oh my God, the morning. Yeah. Oh.
That's
the
morning what rush I'm concerned with. So you like guys that? Aren't even. You're not even there
morning
yet.
Morning rush.
Yeah. Those bathrooms are in for some brutality after a long night of drinking and that first sip of coffee.
Billy, there's no fan in there. There's no open window.
Oh.
It's just
no.
A shit cloud.
You slept in shit that night.
Buddy, okay, folks, first of
that's
all.
That's when you get an adult.
Did anyone vomit right? that night? Because I'm sure you heard that.
Here's the issue, okay? They told me they were going to be partying until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I know that this wedding is over at 12 midnight, and everybody has to stay on the premises, so it's not like I'm going anywhere. I have no cell phone service. I'm not driving. So what happens is I think to myself when I finish at midnight, well, now what the fuck am I going to do? I'm exhausted. I got home from LA yesterday. I'm still on like jet lag and I'm just trying to get to sleep. But these people are going to be back in the cabin throwing raging. Down. You know they're going to be throwing down. The bride is so sweet. She's like, I left you some earplugs on your bed just in case they're too loud. I was like, you're the best.
Wow, she's so nice.
She was awesome. But this is my nightmare. So now I said, you know what, Kim, I'm just going to DJ 2 more hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather party than sit back in the hotel room, listen to everybody drop a deuce and party on their own, right? So I went for 2 hours late. I end up going and I get back to the lodge and everybody is asleep. Everybody's asleep. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I did it. I couldn't have been more wrong because this morning that I will tell you about when we get back to the break was probably as bad as it gets. You have no idea where I'm going with this. I will finish it up. Tie a nice little bow on it right here at Looch Dog in the Morning. Hang out, folks. We'll be right back after this.